This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
It's time to chat some nutrition here on the Kona Edge, and we head to the UK, London to be specific, and Lucy Charles joins us. Lucy, welcome back. Nice to touch base. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us today.
Hello, fantastic to be back again. Great to chat with you, Brad.
Lucy, let's talk nutrition. It's vital. A lot of people, particularly when they first get into the sport, they don't really realize how important it is. Where would you rate nutrition on a scale of 1 to 10, from 1 being not important at all, 10 being crucial?
No, nutrition is massive. I'd definitely rate it up at definitely around 9 or 10. When I first entered my first Ironman, I hadn't even considered nutrition as something I'd have to think about. And then I learnt that I definitely would need to improve my nutrition in order to get through the race.
Have you had to change just sort of the way you eat outside of racing compared to when you were training competitively swimming, or is it very similar?
Yeah, I'd say it's very, very similar. I mean, the hours I used to do it in the pool and the hours that I do now spread across the free sports is very, very similar. So it's all about getting loads of calories in. I mean, the majority of the time, I pretty much eat what I want. It's not until 6 weeks out from a race that I'll really knuckle down on my nutrition and think, right, I've got to get on the ball now.
All right. Let's talk about your sort of strategy in those 6 weeks. You talk about knuckling down and making sure things happen. What sort of changes and tweaks do you make to your nutrition in those 6 weeks?
So I cut out all of the crap. I mean, sometimes I can eat a lot of rubbish when I'm really training and I'm craving things. So in them 6 weeks, I cut out all of that. I really, really try and include a lot of fruit and veg just to stay healthy. In that time, I don't want to be getting ill that close to a race. Refueling always straight after a session, getting the protein and the carbs back in. So it is just being really on the ball and listening to your body and knowing when you need to be eating.
It also just comes down to planning and making sure that you've prepared just as you would to get ready for a ride the next morning or run the next morning, to make sure that your nutrition needs are taken care of as well.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, organisation is a massive thing, making sure the food is ready for when you get back from the session. I mean, I'm quite guilty of not doing that a lot of the time and then learning the hard way and having to quickly get something ready. So, yeah, the more organised you can be, having something ready after a session, it really does help.
Let's talk about the recovery nutrition after a session. What's your sort of strategy there? What do you try and do? What do you try and get in at sort of time frames after a workout? Talk me through that.
I mean, I'm on a fairly busy schedule a lot of the time, so I'll use protein shakes quite a lot. They're something I always quickly to get calories back in, and then I eat a lot of pasta and a lot of carbs as well to refuel.
All right, fantastic. And then let's talk race day nutrition and the day before. We touched on it briefly with regards to what you eat and drink before the race, but let's look at the night before an Ironman. What would you generally do for dinner?
I definitely have a big carb dinner, nothing that's too got too much that might upset your stomach in it, so not too much added to it. So it's pretty bland, to be honest, but something that I know I like, so a lot of carbs involved in that. And then the day before and that night, I'll really be up on my hydration, so just making sure I'm drinking all the time. I've always got a water bottle on me.
Breakfast, you mentioned you're a big fan of porridge before a race, and obviously far enough out that it's not too close to the actual start time. But hydration, you've mentioned as well. What sort of stuff were you drinking? Is it just water, or are you replacing electrolytes or topping up the electrolytes sort of in the build-up to a race as well?
Yeah, it's pretty much always got electrolytes in there, just making sure they're always topped up. If you can go into a race with them really topped up, then you're not starting sort of below hydration levels. You want to be really topped up before you start. In terms of the porridge, it's just something I've always done as a swimmer. I've been up early training and I always have the porridge, so I know I can tolerate that, and that works for me.
Yeah, and I guess that's the key, is finding what works for you as an individual, because no two people are the same, but you need to experiment. And then as far as the actual race day nutrition and what you've got in sort of T1, obviously there's nothing you can do while you're in the water, but T1 onto the bike, what's your sort of strategy? Do you take stuff in T1 or do you tend to take it all on the bike?
Yeah, normally I'll get straight out the swim and I'll straight away try and just get as much of the fluid in as I can that's got some electrolytes in whilst I'm changing to get onto the bike. Then as soon as I'm on the bike, I'll start eating. I normally start with solid sort of energy bars and get the solids in to start with.
Lucy, is that something you've trained as well? I mean, a lot of people that I chat to tend to just stay on liquids and gels and that sort of thing. How important are solids to you and your strategy?
Yeah, I mean, my stomach definitely can't tolerate taking gels for the whole time. So I've implemented using the bars and things in my training to make sure that that worked for me as well. And it certainly did. And then it's not really until the last couple of hours on the bike that I'll start to rely on the gels.
And do you take on any other solids, sort of that last bit of the bike on the run? Is it just liquids and gels?
Yeah, well, as soon as I get onto the run and the last part of the bike, it is just pretty much fluids and gels. I won't have any solids beyond that point.
And then you talk about eating rubbish in the build-up to an Ironman. Are you one of those people that just lets go after a race and sort of eat your body weight in pizza?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely, pizza for some reason is definitely the thing I crave. I think that was the first Ironman I did in Bolton. You would run in past the finish chute on each lap and they had some sort of pizza and you could just smell it. And then by the end, I just had to have pizza. And I think that's just now gone into every Ironman I do. It's like, I must have pizza at the end. And I think that's quite a common thing for a lot of triathletes, actually.
I was about to say, I've never done Ironman Bolton and I've got that same problem. So. I love it. Is there one thing that you've done sort of in your career from a nutrition point of view that you think has made a big difference to your performance?
I mean, I've gone on about it quite a bit, but definitely nutrition. A lot of the best races I've done, I've been really, really topped up and hydrated. And I know that has a big percentage effect on your performance. So that's my biggest thing, is being hydrated.
Awesome stuff. Lucy Charles, thank you so much for your time here on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. And yeah, good luck on the journey getting back there. I know you've set some big goals for yourself. You want to be the first age group at home, and you want to break that swim record as well. So best of luck on your journey. We look forward to touching base again soon.
Thank you very much. Lovely to chat. Thank you.
That episode of The Kona Edge was brought to you by the Kona Edge online community. If you want to find out more about it and be part of the exclusive triathlete club, all you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/join.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Nutrition is key to putting world-class performances. Register now for our upcoming free online nutrition seminar on thekonaedge.com/nutritionseminar.